everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Do you ever like to go behind the scenes into the lives of famous people? I like to do that because I like to see how they live and if life is really as glamorous as it sometimes looks from the outside. There's a profile that I was reading on Mormon.org by the lead singer for the rock group The Killers, and his name is Brandon Flowers. Brandon has sung with people such as Bruce Springsteen and groups such as U2, Coldplay, and others. His solo album is called Flamingo, and it charted in the UK on September 12th, 2010, at number one. How impressive is that? That's amazing. Also impressive about Brandon Flowers is that he's a Mormon. He says in this profile on Mormon.org, "I make music and I sing songs." He talks about how he listened to music as a teenager, but never thought he'd be on the other side of it and be singing to people. He says that he knows it's difficult to find a job that you love in life, and he said, "I didn't think it was possible." He goes on to say that there are a lot of connotations with people in rock groups. And he said that the foundations in his early life, such as his mom taking him to church, really put him on the road that he's on and made him want to be on a different road. And it was kind of like I was talking yesterday about being a parent, what a crucial and important role that is and what a difference you can make. Because look at this man, Brandon Flowers. He's a lead singer of a rock group. He's a Mormon, but he's going down a road that's a little bit different than traditional members of a rock group. And he's okay with that. And I think that's what makes it so cool. He said that his parents were married for 44 years and that he had that kind of happiness in his home growing up and that that's what he wants. So you see a picture of him with his wife and their two children. And it's really kind of fun to see him as a family man. It's very different than, you know, the rock star that you would normally see him as. And he says that there's a chamber in your heart that you don't know exists that opens up when you have a baby. He said, "It's overflowing with love that I didn't know was there before." One funny part of the interview is he said he kind of gets in arguments with the guy who books them for shows. If he books them away from his family too long, then they get in these arguments about the fact that Brandon wants to be home. He wants to be a father and spend time with his wife and his children. I thought that was a really cool story because I think we need more people like this who are setting really great examples for children and for the youth of not only following your dreams, but you can still stay close to God while you're following your dreams. Brandon says that he's gotten more cautious about lyrics in his music as he's gotten older, and said that he wants to be a positive force for good in the world and wants to uplift people. When he talks about his faith, he says there's still a fire burning in there. I was really impressed, and I thought it was fun to go behind the scenes and see this story of faith behind this singer. So I have a question that I want to pose to you. Let's say you're at the grocery store or you're walking down the street and you see someone. What is the first thing you think about them? Do you judge their outfit, their hairstyle, or maybe their mannerisms or the color of their skin? I was reading an article in LinkedIn.com by Bruce Kasanoff, and it's called Three Words That Will Transform Your Career, and it was published on May 30th, 2013. And I would argue that this doesn't just apply to a career. I would actually say I believe that this actually applies to anybody in any situation of life. But he says, every time you encounter another person, think these three words: help this person. Do you ever think of that? I'll be honest, when I look at other people, that is usually not the first thing I think of, is help this person. But he says that nothing else can so quickly supercharge your career and improve the quality of your life. He gives the example of going into Starbucks, but this could really be any restaurant or fast food place or really any place we frequent. It could even be the gas station or the grocery store. And he said, when the person is helping you, instead of being frustrated that he isn't moving fast enough, see if you can make him smile. Better yet, tell him to keep the change. Or when the phone rings on a busy day, don't get frustrated by the interruption. He suggests to think of ways that you can help this person while you answer the phone. He said that doing that will change your demeanor, your thought process, and the entire interaction. Here's another example that he gives, and I like this one. He says if you have someone who's working for you who isn't pulling his or her weight, instead of criticizing that person, every time you see them, think, help this person. This doesn't mean letting the person slide or ignoring his or her shortcomings. It means either helping them move forward and improving their skills or find a position better suited to their strengths. But don't just brush them aside. Really help that person. And he says that by doing this, it will change the way that others perceive you as well. It will change your interactions and relationships. He says you'll be viewed as a positive, constructive, helpful, and dependable person. People will think you are more perceptive, attentive, and understanding. And he basically says it's not really altruistic to do this, that it's selfish, in the best sense of the word. He said the single best way to help yourself is to always be looking for ways to help other people. Can you imagine what life would be like if we all had that attitude, that we all walked around thinking, help this person? It would transform our families, our society, the way that we do business. I actually think that would be a really cool place to live. I'd like to live in a place like that where everybody was thinking about helping the person around them. But I guess it starts with us, right? I mean, I could start with myself today and try to be that kind of person and be thinking a little more about others. Of course, we know that's the way that the Savior lived. And I have a great quote from President Thomas S. Monson, who is the prophet of the church, from an article from General Conference, October 2009, and it's called, What Have I Done for Someone Today? And I'm going to play this little quote for you now.
The Savior taught his disciples, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. I believe the Savior's telling us that unless we lose ourselves in service to others, there's little purpose to our own lives. Those who live only for themselves eventually shrivel up and figuratively lose their life, while those who lose themselves in service to others grow and flourish and, in effect, save their lives.
I've always been fascinated by that line from the scriptures that in order to save your life, you have to lose it. And the Savior, of course, is a great example of that. He's our perfect example of losing himself in service to others and always thinking about someone else instead of himself. So let's try it. I'm going to take that challenge on myself as well to see if when I see someone, if I can make the first thing I think of, help this person. And send me your comments. I'd love to hear how it goes for you. You can send them to me at mormonchanneldaily@lschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day that I want to leave you with today is called Clay in His Hands, and it's featuring Jesse Clark Funk. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to being back with you tomorrow.
There are times we all feel unimportant. There are times we feel we've nothing there to give. That our lives are like waves upon the ocean, tossing to and fro, no compass from within. But our Lord, our Father, we are the clay, He is the potter, we are the work of His hand. We are clay in His hands, centered on the wheel, and as the wheel spins, the potter molds, creating something beautiful. We are clay in His hands, and all we can become is shaped by the Master. That's where His finest work is done. appear that weaken from within. Oh, if we are pliable and trust in the Master's hand, they can disappear as though they've never been. Because our Lord, our Father, we are the clay, He is the potter, we are the work of His hand. We are clay in His hand, centered on the wheel. As the wheel spins, the potter molds, creating something beautiful. We are clay in His hand, and all we can become is shaped by the Master. That's where His finest work is done. Holding strong even through fire.
Holding strong even through fire.
All our strength that we'll require.
All our strength that we'll require.
As God's vessel we emerge.
As God's vessel we
emerge. The best in beauty
will
endure.
We will endure. We are clay.
Centered on the
wheel. Creating something beautiful. We are clay. Where His finest work is done.